I really don't know. One reef or two reefs? That's what I'm pondering as I look up at the treetops bending to the wind. I'm also thinking, I really don't want to be doing this. I'm lurching along in my old tub. Every now and then a gust of wind slams into us on the beam and we heel over. Instinctively, I lean into the heel and tighten my grip on the helm as the steering loads up. Cripes! I know a Volvo estate carries a lot of windage, but if the wind's doing that to my sturdy old Swede, what's it going to be like once I get on my boat? I've driven the road from Malden to Stone Sailing Club many, many times before. So many times I know the contours of the treetops described against the sky through the changing seasons. I talk to them and ask, one reef or two reefs? Searching for an answer in the body language of their bending boughs and the shimmering rustle of their leaves. At this time of year, they're harder to read than ever. It's early November and most of the leaves have been torn away. And now I'm thinking, two reefs or three reefs. But that's not an option on Marlin, as she only has two reefing lines. I'm also thinking something else. The heretic thought that all leisure sailors think from time to time but dare not say. Why on earth do we do it? That's one question you don't find an answer to on RYA courses. But in a momentary flash of thunderbolt clarity, I've thought of another option, no reefs. It's a brilliant plan, which involves jibing the Volvo, turning around, going home, and curling up under the duvet with the weekend papers and a cup of tea. After all, in the pit of my stomach, there's a monkey's fist the size of a Turk's head. Or could it be a Turk's head the size of a monkey's fist? Either way, I'm sure you know the feeling. It goes with a certain tightening of the sphincter and loosening of the bowel. It's the sailor's condition. It's why we walk funny, trying to contain the explosion within. It could also be why we talk funny, in the stilted staccato of the pontoons. Basically, sailing scares the doo-doo out of us. If it doesn't, you're just not doing it right. But I know another thing, too. When it comes to trees, I'm no Prince Charles. I haven't got a clue what they're on about. And that's why I lumber onwards to stone. For I've learned the answer to the one reef, two reef, no reef, duvet dilemma only ever becomes apparent when I'm sat in the cockpit of my selfish 18 as she bucks on her mooring. That's if I can get to her. Alone, on the foreshore, even my tender is sighing mournfully as I pump life back into it. I'm hoping some old salt will appear over the sea wall and tell me not to go out today. That way it won't be my decision, and I can make all kinds of bogus justifications to myself. The wind's funneling down the black water and the tide's flooding up, making for a wicked short, sharp chop. When I joined Stone Sailing Club 5 years ago, they never told me this little promontory was called Breezy Point. I fire up my mighty Mercury 3.3 and go for it. Hunched down to keep my centre of gravity low. In seconds I'm drenched. My tender's outboard also serves as the outboard for my sailfish. And there's a knack to lifting it off the tender and slotting it onto Marlin's outboard bracket. And of course I use a securing lanyard. Imagine trying to pin a tail on a bucking bronco while bouncing on a pogo stick. On a rough day it's trickier. Now I'm on board and there's no going back. I sum up the situation. Why am I here? It's a big question. The reason is because I've got to get Marlin back to her winter quarters, and I wimped out the two previous weekends when the weather wasn't as bad. That's the kind of idiot I am, the kind of idiot who thought one reef would do. This was my way of convincing myself the weather was actually not that bad. Wrong. The moment I let go the mooring, Marlin shot off, lurid, lurching, overpressed. I stick with it, holding on to the delusion that one reef will con the wind into abating. Off Ozy, the water widens and whips up into a maelstrom. It's a strange bit of water here, and I wonder if it's not the spirit of Britannoff, trying one last time to repel the Viking invaders who landed here. It's no good. I need another reef, and this is scary. One, two, three, heave to. I tumble across the cockpit as Marlin lunges over. I'm scared she won't come back, but she does. Good girl. Reefing's best done when you don't need to. Now I need to. It takes me forever, fumbling and tumbling around. But Marlin's transformed. Now we're sailing, not lurching sideways. Was it really that rough moments before? There's spray in my face, salt on my tongue. It tastes great, and we're flying. This is exhilarating. I wouldn't say I'm having a ball, but I'm not wondering why we do this. And that's a good sign. Over the top of North the island, I bear away, and the wind moderates in the lee of the land. It's a world transformed. I turn my face to the pale sun, and it feeds me. A delicious tingle of nourishing warmth. And it's all for me. There's no one else around. I'm off Herring Point, where the smacks lay at their moorings. I'm thinking of shaking out a reef, but no. I heave to and savour the sight, the sound, the smell of it all, the serenity. I suck it all in, hold it there, and well up as a single salty tear of gratitude trickles down my cheek. This moment is mine forever. Thank you. Only an idiot would wonder why we do it. Fortunately, I'm an idiot.